Hello.
Oh shit! We got our first nigger on here, everybody.
All right, so
Alex, welcome to the show of Guns and Butter.
Before we get into anything, it's Big Al, the biggest Al, real nigga Al, 303 Al, lay him down Al, however you want to say it. Nigga, stop playing with me, bitch. You know what it is.
Okay. Proper introduction right there, you know. I'm gonna be honest. My name's Cam the Coon. Only second to one other coon. Gotta say, niggas ain't shit. Everything that Alex is talking about, that nigga is fucking lying, all right? Part of my coon ways to make sure I introduce that right there, you know. But you feel me? We out here playing 2K right now. You know, let's go ahead and get this topic started, you know, with 2K. You know, we be playing 2K, and I just be baffled by so much shit that just be happening. Like, we gonna touch topics on Madden later, because we have to if we're going to talk about gaming. But 2K sometime, I swear 2K, my player, really be on some bullshit.
Bullshit.
Like, nigga.
Nigga, if you put that bitch on Hall of Fame.
Oh my gosh, if nigga! You, like,
if you play on Hall of Fame, nigga, that game gonna stress you the fuck out.
Nigga,
swear to God,
I've never seen so many people miss so many wide open passes. Yeah. I mean, wide open layups, dunks. Niggas be on fast breaks and pull up at the free throw line. I'd be like, motherfucker. I'd be like, nigga, niggas just really can't catch a break, like. Like, what the fuck?
Great. I be in that shit. I seen that nigga do a crossover, get to the lane just to pass that shit out. I said, what the fuck?
Hey, Loki.
This nigga did a whole Allen Iverson crossover.
Oh, nigga.
Passed it out to a center. At that, it's fucking nigga Robin Lopez. Why the fuck is
Robin Lopez?
Bruh, this sorry nigga Denzel Valentine, bruh. I literally seen this nigga do a crossover, get to the lane, and kick it out to Robin Lopez.
Nigga, Robin Lopez. You know, remember whenever I used to hate that nigga in Joking Noah?
Yeah.
On 2K11, them niggas used to always just fuck the game over for me.
That shit, like, wild. This nigga Joking Noah has the worst shot in human history.
That nigga literally folded under pressure in the fourth quarter. I was like, nigga. I was like, this nigga missed a wide open fucking layup. I said, nigga, how you miss a wide open layup, bro? To win the game.
That nigga Joakim Noah's ass. I think that nigga's out of the league now.
Look,
I'm pretty sure. I remember fucking the Knicks stupid ass. They gave this nigga... I think they gave that nigga like a $70 million contract, and he didn't even play. He got injured, got caught for steroids, injured again, and then caught for steroids. And then they had to cut that nigga. But, I mean, they still got to pay that nigga a contract out.
I always thought you joking, no, it was ass. Like I just knew from the get. He's just a good rim protector just because that nigga's like 7 feet something.
Honestly. I didn't like that nigga's face. That nigga always looked dirty.
That nigga tried coming for LeBron one time. This nigga was like, who the fuck goes to Cleveland for vacation?
I mean, the nigga was alive. That shit was funny as hell. That shit was true. Nigga, don't nobody go to a motherfucking... LeBron don't even go to Cleveland for vacation.
Low key.
That nigga went to LA and never looked back. That nigga went to Miami and never went back. That nigga Jake said, y'all niggas fell off and y'all never recover. But
motherfuckers just hate Cleveland.
Yeah, ain't nobody going to no motherfucking Cleveland. Ain't nobody going to no motherfucking Cleveland. Nigga, that is fucking... That's like going to fucking Pittsburgh in like 1974. Like, nobody gets a... Go see some niggas do some construction or something? Like...
Low-key, I remember watching this nigga Colin Sexton get drafted, and this nigga was like, LeBron, if you really trying to purely trying to come play. We can make this thing happen. I just looked. I was like, nigga, that nigga is not coming.
Like, once Kyrie was gone, that nigga was like, I'm out of here.
He was like, you the fuck coming into the... Oh, shit, it's that nigga Kendall. Oh,
it's that nigga Kendall.
Shit. Kendall, give a proper introduction to yourself, you know?
My name is Jesus.
Jesus?
Secondly known as K. Cole.
K. Cole? Shit.
They like to call me. Yeah.
This is Jamal Murray, nigga. Stop lying. Shit. This nigga is Jamal Murray.
Hey, that nigga hit a game winner in Portland.
On my life.
That's why.
On my life, if this nigga Kendall walked around with like a Nuggets hat on or something, I bet niggas would come up thinking he's Jamal Murray.
Low-key?
This nigga would probably get free shit and shit.
Just pretended to follow Jamal Murray.
I saw this nigga Kendall in Vegas for the first time in like a long time, or since the first time he left. Bro, tell me why I thought it was Jamal Murray with a beanie. I was like, oh, was like, no way, no way. And this nigga looked at me, gave me this look. You know, Kendall give you that look. He's like, oh, it's that nigga Kendall.
I was like, what the fuck? That nigga. Man, right, let's talk about some bitches now. Let's talk about how these bitches aren't shit. let's talk about these bitches, man. Kendall can't even really talk about this. This man got a loyal wife, man. Hey, man, fuck honestly. You, bro. Oh, that man had to go. Kendall had to leave his girl's here.
I respect that. Yeah. I respect that.
But, yeah, let's talk about how these... How every woman is a whore now, okay? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how 90% of every woman growing up today is going to be whore. Low-key, that's low-key my fear of having a daughter and, like, the pressures of society just presses her to be a whore. Like, am I tweaking or not? Like,
well, I'll be thinking... I don't want to say that. Like,
man, that. Just say that.
But low key, bro. I'll be like, damn, these bitches get down for anything. Like,
bro,
like, bitch, you came and work on yourself. Like, you're not even trying to better yourself. I can understand if you're trying to fucking, you getting something out of it, but you're not even fucking and getting nothing out of it.
Like, nothing.
Bitch, like, you see this nigga got like a fake ass chain. Like, stop playing with this nigga.
Nigga.
Like, bitches be mad because they let a dusty ass nigga hit, and then
they have a baby and with then, that nigga.
Yeah,
and that nigga turned out to be really stupid and broke.
Yeah, like, nigga, motherfuckers didn't told you this before, or they try to go to a rich nigga and be like, oh yeah, he gonna be there. He this and that. Like, oh, he got money now. And be like, is he giving you any of that shit? Like, is this nigga like really putting out for you? You feel me?
Yeah.
They be the same way. I just hear the same answer. Like, eventually he'll come around. I'll be like, like, you must not know. Niggas are stuck in their ways. Like,
nigga, are you dumb? Why would it? That baffles me. Why would a nigga get rich just to give a bitch his money? That doesn't make any sense. You working backwards. Once you rich, you want to attract the bitches anyway. So you don't even have to give them the money. They just throwing the pussy at you. They're just throwing the pussy at you.
Let's talk about one thing I do hate as well that like bitches do, and that's Snapchat Premium.
Oh.
How the fuck? The IRS needs to start collecting on these motherfuckers because I'm sick of it.
Bro.
Goddamn purrs over here getting these bitches rich.
Bro,
like, motherfucker.
Bro, that's not even the part that like kills me. It's one thing if you're getting rich or you living really well off of it, but it's another thing, bro. If you got under like 10 or 15 niggas on there, bro, what are you doing? You made like $300 for showing your pussy. Like, is that...
Oh, God, bro. I'll be like, oh, that man, Drew, man. Oh, Drew. Shit. Drew, go ahead, give yourself a proper introduction, you feel me?
What's up, motherfuckers? Drew is in the building. You know how I always like to start my segments with a nice backward.
Oh, For sure. You know, I ain't pick up no sticks, so I'm finna like make this apple, what's it called?
Sticky said make an apple.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I forgot to pick up some sticks at the liquor store, so.
Cameron, you be drinking, bro?
Nah, bro. I only drink on special occasions, like whenever I'm around y'all and everything.
Type shit. I feel that.
Honestly.
Nah. I'll get down with the get down.
But the real question is, what the fuck was Drew doing at fucking Rolling Loud?
Oh, yes, bro. Yeah. Yes, bro.
What was this nigga doing?
Listen, guys. That is, those are definitely conversations outside of this podcast. But
this nigga was wildin'.
Like, you could just say a lot of sleazebag shit went on down there.
I see the
there was a lot of behind the scenes action.
I seen a video of a nigga through some blinds. I said, "What the
whoa,
fuck is
chill
going
out,
on?
Bro. You gotta chill out, bro. Not talk about that. Oh god. What we need to talk about is that video of CJ.
Whoa,
yes,
CJ.
Pause.
What the?
All right, before we go, I'm going to text this nigga Kendall and tell this nigga to join the chat again. We just can't be talking about no bitches as soon as he come back, you know? He's a girl there.
Bro, what is this? Bro, this man sees it. What were they doing? Why was his ass tooted up like that?
Yes, bro. That's what I was thinking. I was like, hold on. I was like, I know this nigga ain't got his ass out.
Bro, this nigga was in like a real booty warrior ass position, and I was just not ready to see that.
Hey, what if that nigga CJ would have got up like beat that nigga no last or something like that?
And then pulled out his pants.
Yes, bro. I was like, oh no, this is real gay shit going on.
I was like, oh god, this nigga CJ a real gangster, a real gay gangster.
That nigga's a real booty raper.
I feel like
whoa, that would be wild.
A Day with the Booty Warrior. That's probably like the group chat was named after CJ, to be honest. Let's just be honest.
Honestly.
Whoa. That was definitely wrong. But,
all right.
I definitely don't think we should have named that chat after that. You feel me? That is the wrong move.
That was a bad decision.
I didn't even know. Honestly, I don't know who keep naming it this weird shit, bro.
I just all of a sudden.
That time.
Because I think it was Kendall, but Kendall be doing some weird shit, so it got me thinking he kind of gay.
Kendall got a lot of time on his hand.
and what I like to say, too, there is a far, 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 far a lot more gay light-skinned niggas than there are dark-skinned niggas.
Facts.
The number's not even close. Facts. Literally. And y'all are straight bottoms. Y'all don't even be chasing ass. Y'all be just looking for shit in your ass. So
I think I've seen more dark skinned niggas there. Yeah,
bro, you know
why? You know you lying.
Bro, you know
why? Nah, lie, low key.
Bro, you know why it can't be though?
Why?
Because in Africa, niggas don't believe in gay shit. Facts.
I was about to say, like, in I know
that's
in Jamaica,
facts.
Like
that's facts.
I know in Jamaica they like know about that shit, or they don't accept gay shit because a white man did some gay shit.
Honestly, that shit started with the white man. The niggas came over there with that fucking disease, and
they was fucking monkeys.
Fucking monkeys.
Lucky, yeah,
busy
like...
with the
then
monkeys.
They try to give that shit to Magic Johnson,
and they got the nerve to call us monkeys.
Yeah, nigga. Hey, nigga. What if we started slavery? Like, as soon as the white man came over, we just enslaved them niggas.
Oh, the difference is that niggas still wouldn't be free. That's the difference, you feel me? Them niggas still step correct.
Honestly.
Nigga, you know how much hate we get? I wonder if we get, like, praise for that. Look, like, yeah, the white man.
Look, I'm the only black person at my job, right? Yeah. I know every day I'm that see. Motherfucker, I strike fear into all them white motherfuckers' hearts. I look at them like, nigga, say the wrong thing to me. I literally have them, they be asking me permission to say the N-word. I'd be like,
permission. Fuck no.
I'd be saying that too. I'd be like, but sometimes for the laugh, I'd be like, permission granted.
They'd be like, please, sir, allow me to be in your circle for the one time.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Bro, saying the N-word to white people is so empowering for some reason. Like, why do they just want to say it so much? Like, nigga, it's not like when a nigga says it, I guess it's just cool.
It's because we embrace the word. Like,
our smooth. Like, you feel me? When we say it, it just makes sense.
Honestly, like,
you feel me?
Do niggas just
niggas do niggas shit? Cool?
They should just come up with their own shit. They should just go around calling themselves
honkies, crackers, right, crackers, honkers.
No. Crackers is something we gave to them, bro. You feel me?
Oh yeah, you right.
That's like we gotta give them something like the meaning. They gotta be called like man. They gotta go around calling each other mayo. Let's get my mayo. You feel me?
Vanilla.
Nigga, have y'all seen Undercover Brother and shit?
Caucasian Overload. Caucasian Overload.
Yeah. Nigga, Undercover Brother is probably like one of my top five funniest movies, to be honest.
That shit was funny as hell. When that nigga had to put the hot sauce on the mayo.
He had it in his watch.
Yeah. That nigga was like, oh, no. Nah. That nigga was like, no. That nigga body started quivering.
And then whenever them bitches were fighting in the shower, it was like, they was all watching.
Well, if I
since they got daddy or cracked that
Kendall or to sleep.
Oh shit, Kendall's back, everybody.
That nigga Kendall.
Welcome Kendall / Jesus / the chosen one.
Slash
they have a video
light skinned assassin.
NBA, what was that? NBA Ballers, the chosen one?
That was NBA yeah. Ballers, yeah, the chosen one, bro. That was a good ass game.
That shit.
Hey, tell me not.
Nigga, fuck no. Al Horford was fucking me up in that game.
You said what?
NBA.
Al Horford, that nigga was fucking me up. That's when he was like all young and that nigga could just ball out.
From the Hawks?
Yeah.
For the Hawks.
You right. With motherfucking
Josh Smith and
I was about to say Josh Smith and Joe Johnson.
Bro, they used to fuck me up, bro. I quit that game because I couldn't beat them niggas.
Bro, them niggas were so cold.
Literally, bro.
All right, bro. What you taking? Are you taking NBA Street? Or are you taking
NBA Ballers?
Oh, NBA shit. Street for sure. They the only niggas that incorporated Mario, Luigi, and Peach into that shit in the dunk contest. Them niggas was fucking niggas.
I remember that. I remember they had that black ass nigga Stretch with the afro.
Yeah, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
Stretch was it.
Bro, any of the Street series, like NFL Street, bro. If they dropped a new one, bro, you know how hard that shit would be.
That shit would sell out.
Sell the fuck out. Like
they need to come out with a fight night too or
something. Nigga. Ooh, nigga, I was just thinking that.
Nigga.
Fight night champions, nigga.
That shit
would.
Don't y'all hate when y'all deodorant get clumped up in your armpit?
Yeah. I get that female shit, the swipe on.
Hey, low-key.
It works.
Low-key female. Females got some pretty nice ass deodorant.
You know why? Because they be some busty ass bitches. They be cracking under pressure. They know why.
Bro, you know what's crazy?
Sweet over here?
What's crazy?
Nigga, I'm watching Scarface, bro, and like this shit is like a while ago, and it's just crazy the amount of shit you could get away with back then, bro.
Nigga, in the 70s, I was just thinking that yesterday, bro, because they don't have surveillance, bro. Nigga, they're watching us everywhere.
Niggas say no face, no case, nigga. Nigga. No face, no case.
Nigga, there's cameras everywhere, every corner you go to. They probably got a camera up your ass. Like,
if I was
pause.
Like the government is just there's a tracking device in you if they putting you in a baby when you were a baby.
Definitely. Nigga, definitely. What? Definitely. Especially if you're a nigga, they want to calculate how much work you're doing, nigga. Get you to work harder, nigga. I'm telling you.
They be like, either this nigga's on the streets dealing crack, or this nigga's in the penitentiary doing hard time.
Nigga, in the chain gang, nigga. In the chain gang, nigga. You be out there in the hot sun building highways and shit. You be like, what the fuck? So
they need some of the population to go down to. They got to track how many niggas there are and shit.
Nigga, hell yeah, nigga.
Like I'm the, like gonna the lie news to you. Purge, nigga.
I was watching some anime. The niggas was fighting, and I'm high. Nigga got punched, hit with some fucking dragon fist shit. Nice. What but, is this can y'all put me back about in on the topic?
Bro, what
is this crazy though? Like how like this amount of shit you could get away with back then.
Nigga.
Yeah.
Like if I was alive back there, I'd be like one of the greatest. Nigga, I'd be known for robbing niggas.
If we was alive back then, nigga.
That nigga Kendall, bro, straight nigga, to be honest.
Straight rival niggas. that shit.
Hey, like, have y'all ever seen a Wolf on Wall Street?
All right.
No, I've never seen a Wolf on Wall Street.
Y'all need to watch that movie, bro. That's how we'd be living.
Wolf on Wall Street is crazy.
Nigga, that is exactly how we would be living if we was back then. I swear to God.
That shit is crazy. The niggas was fucking hookers and doing cocaine while trading like millions of dollars. Like, nigga, what are you doing?
Damn.
Bro, literally, they did a company getaway and spent like $200 million.
Nigga.
No way.
Nigga, something crazy, bro.
And it's based on a true story.
Bro, that shit be like that down there, bro. Now, Wall Street shit, them niggas be doing some wild shit, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro. They was all quaaludes and shit.
Nigga, fucking hookers.
Bro, fucking the shit out of hookers.
Bro, this nigga Jonah Hill was jacking off in the middle of the
room. Oh, God, he was like, she's so fucking hot. She's perfect. She's perfect.
I was like, nigga, what the fuck? That nigga's wilding. That nigga is wilding. Who the fuck just jacks off in the middle of the room?
Nigga. This nigga just, who the fuck jacks off?
Nigga.
I don't know.
What if I just... Like, before y'all niggas met me, what if I just came in and I start jacking off? Like,
bro, I probably had to beat your ass. Straight up. Oh, shit. Get that bullshit out of here, nigga.
Like, I bet you, like, one day, come over your house next day, my cock is out when I walk in and I jack you.
Bro, honest to God, like, I probably had
to
beat
you. We got
to
keep this somewhere like PG-13, nigga. Niggas talking about dicks out, nigga. It's like, nah, it's too late for that. Niggas was talking about fucking hookers.
Nigga, I didn't shave my shit at all.
Nigga, nah, we was talking about CJ earlier being in fucking chat, putting his ass out.
Booty position, oh, yeah, black.
That nigga is gay as fuck.
Bro, Kendrick, I was like, what were they doing in there? You were there. What were they doing in there? I need answers.
Nigga, I don't remember, honestly. That nigga CJ, seriously. That nigga just got a real big boost of adrenaline. Nigga started acting wild. Nigga just got in the middle of the floor.
Put his ass out.
Yeah, bro.
That nigga CJ be on some crazy shit,
bro. Y'all might not remember this. But Cam, remember when everybody slept in at your house? Because we had went swimming that day and had a barbecue? Yeah. Remember when Jacob put his dick on that hot dog and no ate it for like $5?
Oh, yes!
Bro!
I was like, no, that's some gay shit.
Drew was there, too. Drew was there. It was like me, Drew, Rashad, Jacob, and you. And this nigga ate a hot dog Jacob put on his dick. I was like, nigga, what? Nigga, what are you doing? This nigga sold out his mouth for like $5, nigga.
Nigga.
What the fuck?
Bro, I do remember that, man. There used to be like so much shit that used to happen at my house, nigga.
Bro, like, I remember that video of this nigga be having like farted in Noah's face while he was sleeping in your house. I was like, these niggas be wilding at Gateway. These niggas are wilding.
Bro, D-Heaven used to be on some real gay shit, bro.
D-Heaven, yes, bro. I remember whenever he got that tongue piercing, nigga. I was like, we was like, bro, that's some real gay shit right there.
Bro, D-Heaven's the only person I know to try to bust in on you while you taking a shower and call you gay.
Yes, bro. Yes, bro.
When I was at AZ with that nigga, he would just take videos of niggas in the shower, bro. Like, what are you doing?
Bro, that nigga.
Bro, you feel me, bro? Like, what? He'll call you gay. You be in there.
Yeah, look at this, like, look at this gay nigga right here. Like, nigga, what are you doing, nigga?
Bro, I was up. He tried to put my shit on Facebook, bro. I was like, nigga, what?
Hey, what if that nigga low-key still has y'all's videos and shit? That's all I can think of, like.
Nigga, bro, what if these niggas are on gay Pornhub?
Nigga.
Whoa, bro. You gotta chill out, bro.
Bro.
That is my... Bro, I was a kid, bro. That's child pornography. I'm chilling. I'm getting some money.
Child pornography.
That nigga probably, like, hold y'all's video. Hey, Loki, he used to do some suspect shit, though.
Bro, that nigga is spicy. What type of nigga takes a video? That's like you come in jerking off, and you're like, oh, nigga, you're gay. You're watching me. Like, nigga, what are you doing? Like, nigga, that's gay.
Nah, you remember whenever that nigga got hit with the chair, though? That nigga threw the chair at that nigga? Hit him right in his head?
Wait, what?
That nigga D-Heaven was, like, sitting in the cab.
Oh, God, New York?
Yes, bro. all of a sudden, you just see this nigga come up, boom, hit this nigga with the chair. I was like, oh, shit.
Wait, somebody hit De'Evan with a chair, nigga?
Yes, bro. Came up from the top. So you remember, like, where we usually sat? Like, kind of by the office? Yeah. At Gateway? Mm-hmm. Like, that, those tables. So, you know, there's a little step up place. Oh, man. Somebody, that nigga, like, came from over there. Picked up the chair, threw it from over that from over that motherfucker. Hey, hit that nigga, bro. That shit was so funny.
Damn.
Niggas is throwing chairs like it's bro. WrestleMania.
Nigga, that's what I
did, nigga. Bro, I remember this nigga Q wrestling this gay nigga. Bro, this gay nigga called Q cute, and this nigga put him in the head like it was beating this nigga's head in.
I remember that shit, bro.
Well, you remember when Ajane beat up Monet?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, no, she beat up Keisha. No, he, bro. Bro, you remember whenever he beat up Keisha, or she beat up Keisha, and then went up to go beat up Monet?
Bro, they went around the square, nigga, to beat up her sister.
Yeah, yes, bro. I said,
Ajane was on a mission, my nigga. Bro, she put, bro, oh my god, I feel bad.
Who the fuck is Ajane?
Here's this one bitch I was messing with freshman year, and then like, Yaya was messing with her.
Damn, did you smash?
Nigga, Yaya?
Nah. Or.
Oh.
It was gonna be like me, Marcus, and Rashad, I think. It was all gonna be at Rashad's house. Nigga, we used to be some dirty shit. Yeah, bro.
Are niggas supposed to listen to this whole podcast? Like, niggas supposed to listen to this?
honestly, God, like, I honestly don't know.
Bro, because if niggas listen to this, bro, this is a lot of heat. Niggas about to get this is like a phone call, nigga. Not a podcast. We're supposed to be talking about topics and subjects, bro. We're talking about our personal lives and all the topics on the ass whoopings niggas got delivered in high school.
Nigga.
The echo for to be lit on niggas. If niggas, niggas better get out.
Bro. If niggas heard this video, bro, this shit might go viral, bro.
Bro, okay. Nigga. I be thinking about that all the time. Like, bro. Nigga, what if we just start talking about
would
some
be
shit?
On us, bro, tough, bro.
Nigga.
They be hating. They be like, hey,
I'm a bitch, Cameron. So I'm a
beef
now.
I'll be like, fuck you. Like, fuck you, pussy. Fuck nigga.
They gonna message the nigga on Facebook. Pussy nigga, I know where you live.
That's the same, bro. Like, Drew, nigga, you live 2 minutes from my house. Nigga, I could pull up whenever. I'd be like, fuck.
Nigga.
I'd be like, fuck, nigga.
Hey,
I'm
it's like, not...
fuck that nigga. I'm shooting back at everything. Nigga, I emptied the whole clip on a nigga. Fuck it.
Yeah, you know what that remind me of? Why everybody was just getting on that nigga Najere.
Like, oh my god, it was so savage. Oh,
that shit
was, bro, this bitch was like, you really like, y'all be just really like niggas that be drinking at the park?
Damn! Damn! She was like, his whole existence. That's whoa. All that nigga does. Oh my god.
There's like, you be letting this little small head, this little titty head, crushed lip, bitch ass nigga, run game on y'all bitches. I was just like, whoa.
Nigga, there was
it was foul, bro. They were doing my nigga. And the worst part, bro, 186 comments. 186.
Not bro, that goes to show
the worst
niggas
part
love
is hate. Sham was not saved. That worm looking shit, that's what they called her.
Yeah. Oh, that's what that was?
Yeah, bro, that's what they called
her. Yes, bro. Bro, what they were on that nigga head. They said that nigga work at Foot Locker part time. Damn.
Oh my god.
Oh, I remember
they
that.
They said this
nigga
couldn't afford a McDonald's meal.
Whoa.
Yeah,
nigga couldn't even get that 3-for-1 cookies. Like,
nigga,
fuck.
That nigga couldn't get shit. Like, damn, bro. They were on that little nigga head.
Bro, they took the picture and everything. She had a picture ready. I said, no way.
Nigga.
Once she called that nigga a worm, oh, I lost it. I lost it there.
Fuck. These bitches be bold out here.
Nigga. These bitches
are bold. But I don't give a fuck. I'll go to jail. Bitch, try me.
Nigga, that's cool.
It's over. I'm going to slap that hoe. Like, bitch, you better get that shit straight.
See, that's that dark skin shit. You can actually slap a bitch. Yeah, bitch, I can't.
Yeah. Bitch, nigga. I'll slap that bitch. Like, bitch, you know what the fuck you talking to? You better get this shit correct, hoe. Like,
God damn.
Bro, I remember watching that that fucking Ike and Tina movie. That nigga slapped that hoe. Said, bitch, bro, this bitch was in the hospital. That nigga was like, bitch, if you die, I'll kill you.
What? Double death?
Dude, you know how crazy you gotta be to tell that bitch, if you die, I'll kill you?
Bro.
Scared to
like,
die.
Nigga, you gonna take an L in death, nigga.
Hey, low key, you know what that remind me of? Whenever this nigga Kendall was like, I'ma beat your ass in your sleep. Like, nigga, why would you do that? Like, no, bro, depressed I think
Kendall
felt.
Used to point guns at me while I was sleeping in his house, bro.
What the fuck?
Yeah, God, bro. I kid you not, bro. He used to point guns at me, bro. I'd be asleep, I'd wake up, I'd be like, Kendall, bro, what the fuck is wrong with you, nigga?
Nigga, did you do this shit while I was asleep?
This nigga, bro. This nigga was, I swear to God, bro.
Make you shit yourself. You be like, what the fuck?
Nigga would have came up. Oh, a nigga.
Bro, literally woke up in the morning, bro. I was like, nigga, oh shit. Bro, Kendall, what the fuck, bro?
They be like, it be your own niggas.
Be your own niggas, bro. I'm telling you.
Put you on that teacher.
Imagine if I didn't wake up, bro. My niggas just standing in front of me with a gun, bro. Just while I'm bro, that's some scary movie shit, bro.
Bro, I could think this nigga grazed when the nigger attacks over your cheek.
I think it's too close.
All right, Kendall, we got some. We need some explaining. Now, I need to know. Did you do this shit while I was there?
See, bro,
nigga.
I don't know.
This nigga, this one time where I woke up, you was right there. I said, oh, shit, this nigga finna beat my ass. Like, I don't even know what I did. Like, I was already turned over. Really, yes, bro.
Kendall be doing that. He be making that face, bro. He just be looking at you, bro, while you be trying to mind your business. Like, you be like, back up, bro.
Well, he just looked down at you? He just looked down like, yeah.
Yeah, bro, he'd be like, he'd be all breathing like,
nigga's just an aggressive person.
Oh, God, bro.
Oh, nigga.
Bro, that I nigga, should be like, oh.
This nigga Alex said the funniest shit in the world earlier. That nigga Alex said, I beat bitches so they stay longer, bro. Like, nigga, I was literally crying.
Yeah. Alex, you're a monster, nigga.
Bro, I don't give a fuck. That bitch would get right, bro. I slapped a bitch one time. Like, bitch, you better get that shit right, nigga. I'm gonna fucking make Alex fall, ho. I'm gonna
abuse you mentally, physically, emotionally.
These bitches don't be Cam, I be showing Cam. These bitches don't know what the fuck to do. I be in the head.
Be honest, bro, that's what you kinda gotta do, bro. Low key, nice guys finish last, bro. So it's really fucking
nigga,
bitch.
Always.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I ain't even gonna hold you.
Nigga, I don't give a fuck.
Bro, this nigga really said that shit.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck that, bitch. And every bitch will eventually come back. Eventually, at least once, nigga. At least once. She gonna see what's going on with your ass, and she wanna feel that power a nigga got. You tell him, bitch, your pussy don't hold no weight over here. Bitch, I run this shit, bitch. That's what she gonna feel. Then you be like, yeah, nigga, I'm that nigga. Then you fuck him. They be like, damn, that's a nigga right there. I'm like, yeah, nigga.
Well, you a real just dark skinned ass nigga.
Bro, I don't give a fuck. I ain't cared about a bitch since like 9th grade, nigga. The fuck is niggas talking about?
Hell no. I feel like
if any niggas grade. Watching this, y'all niggas want to know how black I am.
What the fuck is you talking about, miles, nigga?
We gonna know how much of a coon you are, to be honest.
Damn.
Like a mouse. Damn.
I should smoke that shit in front of my job. Like, nigga, what?
Nigga, what?
I don't give a fuck.
How you not get fired?
Nigga, because I'm that nigga. I don't give a fuck. And they could just tell. They'd be like, damn, like, what are we gonna say to that nigga?
I feel like the white man gonna show up eventually and be like, nigga, you're not doing your job.
Nigga. And I'm gonna tell that nigga, pussy nigga lay back. Alright? Pussy nigga lay back. Cause I'm a real nigga in this hole.
Hey, what if that nigga just slap you? Like,
a nigga ain't slapped me since the doctor slapped my ass. She heard me, nigga. Never let a nigga slap me. Fuck, nigga. This nigga got me fucked up. Nigga could low-key be the next Black Dynamite.
I tell you. No. Absolutely not. Key. Hey, Black Dynamite or Boondocks?
Fuck Boondocks, bro.
I've never really seen Black Dynamite like that, so.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, nigga, you gotta see some Black Dynamite. You gotta watch like the movie or something, bro. Cause Black Dynamite is funny as hell,
bro. A real nigga. That nigga could low key be your dad. Like you and your dad is like Black Dynamite and your dad is kind of like the same nigga.
Low key.
This nigga dad.
Fuck.
Like how this nigga be moving? This is exactly how Black Dynamite moves.
Like, fuck no.
Shit.
Did y'all niggas watch the Warriors game today?
Yeah, them niggas won.
Bro, the niggas came back. Niggas was down 15 at half. That nigga Steph. Nice, bro.
I was pretty hurt about that, to be honest.
That nigga dropped the Rockets off, nigga. God damn.
Bro, I knew the Rockets was going to fold. I knew just James Harden was going to fold. James
Harden just folds in the playoffs.
He really does. That shit's sad.
That nigga is something wrong with that nigga.
I be thinking that, too. I be like, damn, this nigga's so cold in the regular season. I thought about getting that nigga jersey or something like that. But
honestly,
after that nigga fold in the playoffs, I be like, fuck.
Every fucking year, like, damn.
Every year. That nigga's been with Houston like 4 or 5 years now.
So let's say KD and them would have stayed. KD, James Harden, and Westbrook would have stayed. Y'all think they would eventually won?
Well, that would eventually be the best team ever assembled, nigga.
Bro, eventually, like fuck.
That would have been a dynasty like the Patriots or some shit, bro.
Nigga.
Y'all think they would have got past Golden State?
Probably.
They wouldn't have KD.
Honestly,
them niggas are really, I think they're really beatable without KD.
Oh, yeah. The Warriors?
Yeah.
This nigga Drew dead. Hell yeah. This nigga ain't smoke.
You said what, nigga? I'm over here high as fuck, nigga.
That nigga's cushed out.
Nigga, I heard somebody talking and I knew it was y'all niggas.
Drew, what is the mood like in Miami?
You said what?
What is the where was Rolling Loud? Miami, right?
Yeah, it was right by the Dolphin Stadium, bro. It was really literally, it was in the Dolphin. It was basically in the Dolphin Stadium.
Damn. Hey, low key, I'll be down to go to Vegas one time. I mean, not Vegas. Well, Vegas too, but Miami, yeah.
But there's a strip in Miami, bro, where it's just like bars and shit. You just get like it's like happy hour all day type shit.
Damn,
yeah, bro, it's crazy.
Bro, I heard prostitution is legal in Vegas. Can anybody? Yeah, I know Cam and I know that nigga Cam, nigga.
Me, you think I'm paying for pussy?
I was just saying, like, you went down there and I heard it's legal, so I'm just saying, like, did you do anything?
I should have.
Que paso, Mike? Bro, that's all these niggas say in this movie. That shit's funny.
Hey, you want to know what somebody told me? Or not somebody told me, but I was watching this video. This nigga was like, Scarface was the first hater.
That nigga T. Kirkland?
Yeah.
That nigga's funny.
That nigga hella funny. That nigga said Scarface was the first hater.
Oh, yeah. On that one nigga, took that nigga bitch and killed him.
Yup.
Savagery. Savagery. How you kill a nigga and take his bitch?
Wow.
And take his business.
That's fucked up.
You take everything from a nigga.
The only reason he killed him is because he set that nigga up, though.
Set that nigga or on tried that nigga. To. Killed that nigga. Savage nigga. That nigga was coked out. This nigga's like, you think you could kill me, man?
I'd have been in the background like, cold-blooded.
Nigga, clap that nigga. Nigga clapped his best friend. Got married to his sister.
Shit, I think I had to do that. I had to clap, nigga.
You have to clap? You have to clap one of us?
Yeah. It'd be your own bros, bro.
It'd be your own bros.
It'd be your own guy. It'd be your own guy. You... Clap a nigga just because.
Nigga. You be
in jail. I don't like the way you handled that.
You'll be in jail for the rest of your life fading off Booty Warrior, nigga. Just because a nigga married your sister?
What are you worried? Damn. You don't worry about that nigga?
That nigga would not.
Hey, low-key, I'll be nervous as fuck if I heard that nigga. Shit. I'd probably, like, shit my pants if I heard
nigga,
that
you
shit.
You be on the yard, there'd be niggas, like, fucking Kendall's dad size everywhere.
Not everybody Kendall dad, all right?
Nigga.
I literally just watched a knocking monkey niggas rape out. Another monkey's face and say you gonna learn how to suck dick today.
What?
Pause. We ain't just gonna slide by.
Drew, what the hell?
What is this? Bro,
rape it's... a monkey's face.
Facebook be on some other shit now, bro.
You said Facebook?
Yeah.
Bro, there's so much niggery on there, I had to leave.
He said niggery. I don't even
honestly,
blame
it seems
you.
Like the perfect amount for you, you know?
Bro, honestly, that shit was fucking with my health. I felt like I was becoming more of a nigga, like.
Yeah,
I was just riding around.
Was.
I was.
Hey, who do y'all niggas compare this nigga Zion to?
Me,
Zion Williamson,
like Charles Barkley
to me.
Yeah, I was thinking like a Charles Barkley.
I'm his
like
real dad.
Honestly,
Blake with like Blake Griffin athleticism or some shit.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah.
Because they be comparing this nigga to like LeBron, and that shit is unrealistic as fuck, nigga.
Not at all. This nigga LeBron was an all-star in 19. Like, who does this?
I was all-star at 12.
Shit.
Like, that nigga Zion doesn't really have, like, his own offense like that to me.
Nah. He got an okay, like, dribble.
That nigga then is
once he get in the post, though. Yeah, once he get in the post, he like magic in the post.
I mean,
he
is, yeah.
Like, that nigga be really be doing 180s, bro, in the air.
He's like LeBron on, like, a fast break, though. That nigga's scary coming down the lane, nigga.
That nigga is huge.
Hell yeah.
But like,
he's like a... Yeah, he's too big, bro. You don't want to fuck himself up. Bro.
Yeah, that nigga needs to lose about a good 20, 30 pounds.
Bro, that nigga's like LeBron. His last year in Miami, like, LeBron was just huge.
True.
That nigga was a monster. I was like, what the fuck?
His half-court offense is just, I don't know, it's not good.
Zion?
Yeah.
See, y'all think the Pelicans really gonna pick up Zion?
Yeah.
All right, if you're the Pelicans,
John Morant.
Of course.
That doesn't look right, nigga. I don't know.
What if they take John Morant?
If the Pelicans took John Morant, that'd be cool. It'd be him and Drew Holiday. And if you can get AD, if you're gonna get John Morant, you might as well just max deal. AD.
Nigga, right? They're trying to get that nigga to stay. That nigga want to go to the Lakers, play with LeBron.
I mean, I would. I want to play with that nigga LeBron.
I don't know how that would work though. Like
AD and LeBron.
Yeah, cause like LeBron, he could shoot now, but like he still goes down low. Like it'd be like Ben Simmons with like Joel Embiid. Like they just kind of get in each other's way.
But I feel like LeBron more of an efficient passer, you know, so he'll get it there.
True.
And, like, I'm pretty sure, like, once the focus is on AD, then LeBron will figure out a way. Just because it's that nigga LeBron.
Fuck. Them niggas had problems last year. A lot.
Nigga, why the fuck did they sign head coach Frank Vogel or something like that?
I don't even know.
These niggas didn't want to hire Ty Lue because he's a nigga. Because he's a nigga. I bet you they were like, no, we're not going to get that nigga in here.
That nigga LeBron said, bring my own coach back, nigga. I ain't playing.
This nigga should have gone demanded for a trade. I think the only reason he in Cali is because, like,
this nigga's getting his face eaten. Yeah, I had to rewind that.
Nigga, that nigga's son. I don't think that nigga's son gonna be that good, though.
He's not gonna be the next LeBron or nothing like that.
Nah, hell no. They said that nigga LeBron was the best high school player at 15. Like, what?
Hey, I'm about to leave this bitch pretty soon. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, okay, I'm about to hit the shits.
I feel that. You know, I just wanted to make sure I got in sometimes. 40 seconds. This nigga ain't shit. This nigga.
A solid 30 minutes, nigga.
Nigga, oh God, we've been in here.
Oh, shit, 45 minutes. Oh, nigga. This nigga ain't shit. This nigga was like, I'm going to go ahead and leave in 40 seconds.
You know what that reminds me of? On Xbox Live, niggas used to be on there. Your mom be like, that shit better not be on. I'm trying to fix you.
Hell no.
Come here, whoop your ass. God damn.
I feel like I used to get my ass whooped for like the for no reason, nigga.
For
like,
no reason ever.
Nigga. On some wild shit. Like, damn. This is like just slavery for niggas. Like,
yes, bro. Motherfucker used to come in and just be like, Cam, you home? Yeah, you finna get your ass whooped just cause.
This nigga used to get slave beatings.
Yeah, I know you fucked up. You did something wrong today, nigga. Come here, come get the
ass. Yeah, bro.
Like, what? Like, no. Like, let me just teacher. My
no, you remember those days in elementary school where like the teacher ain't called till like 9 o'clock and you thought you was safe?
Bro, bro, that happened to me my first day in kindergarten. I got my ass whooped at like 10 o'clock. I was gonna go to sleep. And then the teacher like finally called and I was like, what? No. It's like 10 o'clock. Then she was like, my mom was like, you had a good day at school? I was like, yeah, it was fine. Then she ended up finding out. She was like, oh, so you was lying too. I'm like, no. Dog. The shit beat out of me. I just was like, fuck.
Nigga.
Nigga was fresh out of the shower. I was ashy and shit.
Nigga, I used to... Nigga, you ever got whooped in the shower, nigga? Fuck. Nigga. You ever slip on that soap as soon as you get that belt lash? Be like, fuck. Like, why the fuck would you do that? Like, motherfuckers really just hate me. Like, fuck.
Niggas be trying to take niggas' dignity.
Oh, God, nigga. Be like, you couldn't even wait till I put a towel on before you start whooping my ass? Like, fuck.
Yeah, get your ass beat in your sleep, nigga.
That's nigga.
Traumatizing.
Nigga. Oh, nigga.
You wake up, see just a large, angry person. You're like, what the fuck is this?
Nigga, you just see some eyes and all of a sudden a belt. You like, fuck.
You can't even run.
You ever try to slide out the bed they get you to?
Nigga.
Nigga, that'd be the worst.
Nigga,
I'd be like, fuck.
Nigga, I had a twin bed and I had got caught in the corner and shit. And I just taking all the lashings. And I was like, fuck, I gotta get out of here. But I just couldn't wiggle my arm loose.
What the fuck am I hearing right now?
Nigga, you be nigga. Trying to anticipate, nigga, the nigga. Smack. Nigga,
yes, bro. You be trying to go with the swing?
And then you
just... That's even worse.
You trying to go with the swing, nigga. And they say, oh, you want to move, nigga, huh, nigga?
Yeah, bro. I'd be like, oh, nigga.
They'd be like, oh, shit, you think I'm in here playing with your black
ass? Nigga, don't move, nigga.
Don't move, or you'll get it worse.
Or they do some shit like, oh, stop crying, or I'll give you something to cry about. I'd be like, motherfucker, I am crying because of you. Like, what are you saying?
I can't breathe. What you
nigga. They may be trying to ask you questions. You be like, huh?
Nah, there was one time I got my ass whooped and I got my ass whooped for every syllable and shit. I was like, how's this even possible?
Nigga. I just got whooped for like amount of time and shit. It wouldn't be like, oh, nah, you finna get like 7. She'd be like, nah, I'm gonna just come in here, whoop your ass till I get tired.
And I ain't never gonna get tired.
Like, I ain't never gonna get tired. Like, nigga, what? Like, what is this?
I feel like I used to just unruly get my ass whooped, like.
For real.
Like, niggas was just
vicious. Nigga, you were in Texas. So it was like that humidity, too, on your black ass skin. So I know they was just...
I used to get paddled at school, nigga. Like, damn. Shit was crazy.
Niggas used to paddle you?
Yes, bro. Like they had teachers come down. Ass cheeks
to a random stranger.
Oh fuck no. Hey, that's fuck no.
Show your ass cheeks to a random stranger and get paddled. Nigga, that's like some fraternity shit for some white people, like.
Yeah, white people do some crazy ass shit, you know?
Bro, that shit is wild.
Now, I want to say the worst ass whooping I got was whenever I ran from it, and my dad caught me in the corner. I said, oh, shit. That nigga whooped the life out of me, boy. Like,
so nigga probably whooped the breath out that.
Nigga, I couldn't run, nigga. I had scars. I started bleeding, nigga. Like, niggas used to get their ass whipped, bro.
Damn, this nigga would go to school. They'd be like, "What happened to you?" It was nothing.
Oh, that's exactly what I had to say.
It was good and damn well.
But hey, y'all niggas ever get that saying like, "Nigga, this hurt me more than it hurts you." Nigga,
oh my god, nigga, that's like, the most bullshit I ever heard in my life.
Nigga, most bullshit.
Like, how niggas the fuck is that possible?
How?
Like, I know you doing this for fun. Like, stop playing with my emotions,
nigga. Them niggas just come home from a long day work and figure out something and just be like, yeah, I'm gonna whoop this thing ass.
Why these dishes ain't clean? Like, there's only a spoon in there. Like, go upstairs. Time to get your ass whooped. Like, fuck!
Damn. Nigga.
All right, y'all, I'm finna head out of this bitch, man. Go to sleep.
Yeah, my nigga. I got work at 6:30, so, man, my slap piece.
Oh, you're fucked, my friend.
I know, bro.
6:30? Fuck. That shit's
crucify right, your life. All right,
y'all. All right,
bro. No.
Drew. See? Kendall left?
Yep.
Fuck.
Shit, we got about like 8 more minutes. I'll do the whole hour with you.
Fuck it.
And then there was 2.
That shit. But damn, nigga, you really used to get your ass whooped, though. In Texas? Nigga, I know they don't be playing that shit, boy.
Man, I used to average like 5 ass whoopings a day, bro. That shit was not what's up, bro.
This nigga said I used to average. Nigga, that means on every hour on the hour, them niggas are probably whooping your ass.
Yes, bro. I remember one time I came in and like I just dunked on my sister on a little Nerf hoop. My dad was, or my mom was like, why would you do that? Or she like caught me as soon as I did it. She's like, why would you do that? Came downstairs, whooped my ass, bro.
Damn.
Like, wow, bro. And then told my dad. My dad was like, did you hurt her? I was like, no. And then my mom lied and was like, yeah, he did. I said, oh, you deceiving bitch. Bro, this nigga Danny Green, bro.
This nigga said you deceiving
bitch.
Niggas used to, bro, but on the real though, niggas used to get their ass whooped and think some real, like, disgusting thoughts. Like, I would really kill everybody in here.
Yes, bro. I used to get my ass whooped in the bathroom at school and then, like, come to class, like, trying to clean up my face, nigga. And all of a sudden, look at all the other students, like, man, I'll fuck you up.
If you say anything. Nigga, in the school?
Yes, bro. No, nigga, I used to get my ass whooped everywhere, bro. Like,
nigga, that shit is bad, bro. That nigga went in there. That nigga probably just came home from school. Went in there and got a pudding cup. Mom come down there. Did you eat that? He be like, yeah. She whooped your ass for that.
Nigga, I got my ass whooped for making a bowl of cereal.
Nigga, what?
Yes, bro. I'm telling you. Whenever I used to get ass whoopings, bro, it used to be. I used to get some serious ass whoopings, bro.
Bruh, this nigga said for a bowl of cereal. This nigga basically said he got his ass whooped for being a kid.
Bro.
Just for being around, niggas.
Bro, I'm telling you, whenever I tell you that, like, I feel like sometimes they used to just come home and just whoop my ass just because, like, damn. I really feel that way.
Damn. That shit crazy.
Motherfuckers used to just come home. They're like, why this house dirty? I'd be like, there's only a blanket on the floor. Everybody go upstairs.
Damn.
You just knew you was fucked because you just be like, as soon as they just give you that look, they'd be like, just go to your room. As soon as you know, just go to your room, you was like, oh, I'm finna get that ass of a lifetime, nigga.
Damn. Then that shit crazy.
One time, like, I was laying down, and, like, I knew all of my siblings was getting ass whooped because we was all getting ass whooped in the same room. And I see my dad just cock all the way back and like, hit my sister. I was like, oh, shit. Like, he even got to me yet. I was like, I can only imagine what he going to do.
Damn. That nigga said, oh, fuck. Just based off the way she got her ass up, I know.
Bro, I just knew.
Damn.
I just knew. And I was the baddest kid out of all of us, too.
Damn. Right? So that nigga, so then what happened when that nigga got to you? That nigga really laid in your black.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That nigga, he gave the girls one. And then he gave, like, my older brother four. No. He gave my older brother five lashes, gave me four, and then gave, like, my stepbrother, like, one as well. I was like, nigga. Like, nigga, really? Like, niggas just get their ass beat just cuz.
This nigga said, nigga, really?
To be mad, bro.
This nigga was like superior in thought. He'd be like, I know I'm a kid, but something don't feel right. I shouldn't be getting my ass off this bitch. That shit is wild, though. That shit is mad wild. Niggas just come, get the ass whooped just for a living. Like, fuck. What am I supposed to do?
Nigga, honestly, like, I think there was, like, so many methods of me getting my ass whooped, too. But I used to get my ass whooped outside. They made me have to, like, sit over a chair so that I could get my ass whooped. Nigga, there's just... You used to go outside, get the smallest switch, get my ass whooped. Made me go get another switch just so they can whoop my ass with that switch.
Damn.
You got whipped with a vacuum cord, nigga.
Honestly, that vacuum cord hit like a bitch, bro. That motherfucker thick. You like, God damn, that bitch hurt.
Honestly. I got hit with a heel. Nigga, oh my gosh, what else did I get hit with? There's so much I got hit with.
Nigga, the worst whipping I ever got. When I got fucking suspended from school in, like, the fifth grade, I was just being bad as fuck. I got suspended for, like, a whole 2 weeks, bro. And I was getting my ass whooped, like, every day. Like, every day. I did some wild shit. I ain't gonna lie. I can't really say that shit on here. I did some wild shit, bro. I can't even say that shit. Like, that shit wild. Like, nigga could have caught charges over that shit. I ain't gonna hold you, nigga. Like,
shit.
But I came home that night, had that extension cord on my ass, bruh. Nigga's skin was peeling. I was like, fuck. Thought I was gonna get my ass whooped to the white meat. Nigga whooped me with that extension cord, then had the fly swatter, then had the belt.
Fly swatter, nigga. Did she use like the wire end of the fly swatter?
Nigga, hell yeah. Nigga, turn that motherfucker around. Like, gripped it up, start whooping my ass. That, I was like, oh my god, this nigga's going ham.
Oh my this, god, going this, ham.
That nigga is going ham right now. Like, fuck, nigga. I'm a human person. Like, you're beating me like a bag of meat.
Be like, fight me like Rocky Balboa was fighting his meat.
Nigga, beat the.
Beating the fuck out of that shit.
What
made it bad is that whenever I got older now, them niggas was like, nah, I'm not even gonna fight you. I'm just gonna shoot you. Yeah. I was like, wow. Like, you gonna shoot me now? You lucky. You lucky you may have a gun because I'll beat the brakes off you.
I'm gonna shoot you like, damn, nigga. That's too far.
I'm saying. I'd be like, honestly, I'll just be thinking. I'd be like, black parents just really don't give a fuck. Like
don't give a fuck.
Niggas just don't give a fuck about their kids. Like, if them niggas act up, like, it's over.
It's over.
I wonder if, like, white kids just had the same discipline as us. Oh my gosh. The world would be so right.
Bruh, like, you know what's crazy? Did you ever see that viral video of, like, that Beyond Scared Straight and there was that little white kid?
Yes.
And he was talking to his parents?
Yes.
And his dad came over? That nigga was like, look up and talk to them before I beat your ass.
That nigga instantly started crying.
He was like, only was real black children know this feeling.
Nigga.
Nigga, I felt that. I was like, ooh, fuck. I remember whenever I got told that one time.
Nigga, like, put that real fear in your heart. You be like, God damn. This shit is scary.
Nigga wasn't even scared about the jail experience. That nigga was scared that a big ass nigga was finna whoop his ass. Like, fuck. Imagine just a big ass nigga just in there, like, yeah, I'm finna just beat your ass just for the nigga, just for the fuck of it.
Nigga, basically, I remember that's what happened one time. Like, I guess I remember one time I didn't say hi to like my uncle and my aunt. Like, I had seen them in the morning, and I guess they told my dad. And he was like, oh, so you think he's just all right to just disrespect? I was like, what? I was like, what? I didn't even know anything. Like, what are you talking about? He was like, so you don't want to say hello to people? And I was like, oh, I forgot. Like, I didn't want to say anything. And shit, I just got my ass whooped. And I was like, fuck, nigga. Like, this nigga's big as fuck. This nigga was like 6'1", 300 pounds. Like, nigga, you're too big to be fucking hitting somebody with a fucking object, nigga. Like, what are you doing?
This nigga was like, oh shit, I fucked up. This nigga was like, voila. This nigga was like, oh yeah,
for the
beat your ass.
I was in there, and I was like, what? Just like, what the fuck? Like, fuck. Remember, I used to always get my ass whooped. When you get your ass whooped, you just never think that shit finna end.
Yes, bro.
Nigga. When you get the mass weapons, you be in the middle of that shit, you be like, man, this shit ain't never finna end, nigga. I'm finna get my ass whooped, like, fuck. Like, finna go in there, niggas just beat the shit out of me.
Niggas, I used to, oh my gosh.
Nigga, worse is when, like, you coming home from school, they gotta, like, pick you up or something.
Oh, nigga, inside the school?
Nigga. The whole ride home, you know you finna get your ass whooped. You know you finna get your ass whooped. And you're just like, fuck, I shouldn't have did that.
Oh.
Nigga.
I used to just sit there and think, like, I was like, man, why the fuck would I ever, like, I used to just think, like, man, why was I so bad? And then I used to just think, like, I just didn't give a fuck. What?
Honestly, nigga didn't give a fuck at all. Like, fuck it. I want to do that shit, I'll do it. I remember I flipped off my teacher once. I just did that shit. Like, damn, that's some bullshit to flip off a teacher. Like, damn.
Yeah. Ooh, I said some like crazy shit one time. I told this girl, I think it was like in third grade. I was like, oh, you trying to have sex with somebody? And then my teacher heard it. Oh, nigga.
Snitched on you immediately.
Yes, bro. I was like, I don't even know what that word means yet. And then my dad was like, where'd you hear that word? I was like, I think from my brother. My brother got the ass whooping of a lifetime. I was like, man, this is for all those times you didn't snitch on me, nigga. That nigga used to do some whole shit. Yeah, bro. That nigga used to low-key do some whole shit, but he low-key got the fuck beat out of him. It wasn't even like a regular ass whooping. My brother came back limping, like, that nigga got his ass beat. Nigga, like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, I low-key set that nigga up for failure.
This nigga doesn't realize he did some fucked up shit today.
I did.
Set that nigga up.
But out of the one time of snitching, I had to get that nigga back.
This nigga said an eye for an eye, nigga.
Yeah, damn right. That nigga, bro, that nigga used to snitch on me so much, nigga. Like, I don't think, I just never understood why either. Like, this nigga, I remember one time he told me, he was like, you know, I hated you whenever you were young. Like, the first time you came out the womb, like, I hated you. I said, what? Like, how the fuck could you hate your own brother? he was like, they just took care of you. They took care of you a lot, and then they didn't pay attention to me that much. I was like, okay, like, that's not my fault. nigga like, yeah, this nigga just straight up just told me like he just hated me. I was like, wow, you a piece of shit. That's all I could think. I was like, you a piece of shit. Like,
yeah. That nigga said you're a piece of shit. Like, damn. Nigga, you just hate a nigga just for being born? Like,
yes, bro. Man. Literally hated me just because I was born. He was like, my life was ruined because you. That's what that nigga told me, word for word, one time.
What?
Yes, bro.
That's some whole ass shit, bro.
I was like, wow, nigga. That shit was funny. Yeah, that shit was funny, though. Like, we talked about it. Everything's cool now. But that nigga, after that nigga told me, I was like, nah, this nigga is a straight hoe, I see. nigga was on some fool shit. That nigga. Yeah, bro. I was like, I see why I always try to fight you. You did some hoe shit all the time.
Oh, man. Being there trying to bang. That nigga used to fuck you up, huh?
Low key, whenever I was young, that nigga used to fuck me up. Whenever I was young, that nigga used to fuck me up. Yeah, bro, I used to be mad. I used to be like, man, what the fuck? Like, and then I started getting bigger and shit. And then I started getting stronger, was able to hold that nigga.
Ready. That nigga was ready. Put some paws on that nigga.
Oh, bro, as soon as I got older, I started handling this nigga. I was like, yeah, I was like, there ain't no more bullying me around. That shit over with.
That nigga. That nigga said, oh yeah, I'm about to start putting work on this. Like,
I told my dad, I was like, dad, we may be, yeah, I know you my dad and everything, but if it came down to it and I had to, like,
oh, I had to
let you know. Yeah. Just let you know, like, no disrespect, but I don't think you gonna be lasting long. Like, if it was something serious, like, I'll just hit you right in your knee. It's over from there.
I used to think the same shit. Sometimes I would look at my dad and I'd be like, fuck it. If it really came down to it, I'll really have to handle this whole nigga. Like, I'll really have to put this nigga down, like, cause I know, like, if you, like, was fighting your dad and you ain't, like, really finished that nigga, he'll keep coming for you just because he, like, that nigga pride.
This is pride. Yeah, like, bro. Pride, son, nigga.
And you put paws on that nigga? Like, damn.
He'll be like, oh, no, this nigga right here.
Like, damn. That nigga just whoop your ass?
It'd be like, your own son that whoop your own. It'd be your own kind. Nigga, whoop your own ass.
Bro, that shit remind me. I was watching Beyond Scared Straight. And it was this nigga. It was like this kid, like this big ass black kid. This nigga had like a white stepdad, but the nigga was kind of small. Nigga just ended up fighting his stepdad. Said his stepdad was on there. He was like, yeah. He like kind of kicked my ass. he was like, he kind of kicked my ass and stuff. And then they were like showing like clips of like these niggas talking to each other outside. And then, the kid was black, and then his stepdad was white. And this nigga was like, his stepdad was like, hey, you need to stop talking to me like that. He was like, or else what? And he's like, it's gonna end bad for you. He said, nah, I think it's gonna end up bad for you.
Hell no,
whoop the brakes off that nigga. Like, damn, what if that nigga was in there just trying to get some pussy? That nigga just came in there, fucked that nigga up. Like, nigga, don't
imagine ever... like being a. Imagine like being a mom, like you got a husband, you got a full ass husband, he getting his ass whooped by your son like that. Be like, fuck, like your husband got fear of your son. Fuck.
Nigga fear. Like, nigga, what? That shit just crazy.
Straight up, like, if I knew like a woman's son was like Debo or something like that, I'm gonna be honest with that. With that woman, I'm gonna be like, to be honest, if your son come up to me on any type of shit, I'm gonna just shoot that nigga. Like, straight up.
I'm gonna lay that nigga down. I'm not fucking around with him. I will lay that nigga down.
Like, I know nigga. I ain't big like that nigga Melvin off of Baby Boy.
I think he was trying anything. I will lay that nigga down. I will lay that nigga the fuck down.
Like, if I got a stepdad that's like that, I'm gonna just have to I'm honestly just have to put that nigga out.
Nigga.
Put that nigga out. He let him go to sleep for the rest of the time.
You do have a stepdad, though.
I know. But if he tried to be like that, you know, I'd just probably I'd probably be like, yeah, it's probably over for you. You know? Wouldn't even.
This nigga say he a real hitter out here. This nigga say he laying shit down. So you will just lay that nigga down. Fuck him.
I mean, honestly, if any of my step parents tried it on that level, I would lay all them niggas down. I ain't even gonna lie.
This nigga said I will lay all the niggas down. That shit is funny, nigga. Not play with me. I will lay that shit down. Nigga. I used to always try to, I used to always just make sure I come downstairs, look eye to eye, with whoever my mom brought home or some shit. I'm like, nigga, don't try it, nigga. You will get laid down in this motherfucker. Then I would like never see these niggas again. Like, yeah, nigga, don't try it, nigga. Niggas will get laid down. Bury your ass. Nigga, bury you, nigga. I fucking Gucci Mane, nigga. Go dig your homie up.
Hell no.
Nigga. That nigga Gucci. That nigga Gucci. That nigga's a legend for that. That nigga said, oh, go dig your homie up, nigga. I bet he can't say shit. Like, damn. That nigga told you to pick up a skeleton of your homie. Nigga, fuck.
Put that nigga 6 feet under.
Put that nigga down. Like, damn. Who the fuck
I just be thinking about that, too. I be thinking about that. Like, a lot of your rappers nowadays, they be like, they be talking about it, but like, we talking about niggas that actually did it. And they're to tell a story, like, that nigga Gucci. I wouldn't be surprised if that nigga Waka Flocka got into some shit. I feel like that nigga Waka did.
Bruh, that nigga Waka Flocka, that nigga was talking about his tattoos, and he was like, yeah, I got 4 scores right here. I can't really talk about that. I'll just be like, damn. No, he killed some niggas. Fuck. That nigga clapped some bodies. That nigga Gucci said Waka was a shooter. I was like, oh my God.
I don't doubt it. The way that man Walker like had his songs and shit, I was like, that nigga Walker is definitely the shooter.
Honestly, that nigga Walker Flocker used to be on fire. Like, nigga.
Shoot first, ask questions later. That's how these so-called gangsters play. I was like, damn.
Honestly. Talk
to them Flocker.
That nigga, like, damn. That nigga crazy. That nigga said that Flockavelli.
That Flockavelli was hard.
Nigga, when that shit came out, that nigga Walker.
Ooh, fuck.
All you seen was that nigga with the dreads. Nigga going crazy. I'm like, damn, that nigga definitely killed some niggas.
After that nigga Walker came out, everybody wanted dreads and shit.
Nigga. After that nigga Walker, it was that nigga Chief Keef. You were like, God damn.
Okay.
Bro.
Okay.
Nigga, everybody looked at this nigga and was like, yeah, this nigga has definitely done something. Like, look at this black ass nigga with dreads in a fucking basement with some guns. Definitely killed some niggas. That nigga definitely caught some coon packs. Niggas be out there in Chicago wilding.
I was thinking that. I was watching this Rico Reckless with the DJ Vlad video.
Oh, yeah.
That nigga Rico Reckless is funny.
That nigga's funny as fuck. That nigga's wild, though. That nigga be saying all types of shit. That nigga said, everybody be saying smoking Tuka, but that nigga be saying it crazy. Like, this nigga was on that Adam 22 No Jumper.
Yeah.
That nigga Adam was like, damn, this is strong-ass weed. He was like, yeah, that's some good-ass Tuco right here. I was like, God damn,
nigga. Damn. Disrespecting Tuco.
Bro,
think of that.
Disrespecting that nigga.
I'm like, damn, that nigga was a hood legend at 15.
At 15. Like, what did he really do that made niggas hate him that much?
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Like, fuck, that's crazy.
Like, I can understand that nigga was, like, clapping somebody's family or something like that. Like... Fuck, like, that nigga Yeah, maybe that's why niggas like hate him like that.
Honestly, that could only be the only thing. Like, he clapped niggas' moms and shit. There's no way niggas hate you that much just for killing a homie.
Unless if he was just laying down the whole block or something like that. Fuck.
If that nigga caught like 20 bodies.
At 15, I'll be like, damn, this nigga, that nigga can be a hood legend, I see.
Bro.
That nigga is a real hood legend.
If that nigga was catching bodies at 15, that nigga had like 10 bodies, like, damn. That shit would be crazy. I couldn't think of that. Like, some niggas out there, them niggas really just come outside at night and just be waiting to just shoot at niggas, try to kill a nigga every night. Like, damn, that is crazy.
I can only imagine, like, living in Chicago, to be honest.
That shit is crazy.
I know I've lived in the gutter in Texas, but sleep. Niggas in Chicago, I can just only imagine.
Nigga, them niggas take that shit to another level.
Like, I let them niggas have that. They be like, man, Chicago harder than Texas. Like, yeah, you right. Niggas like getting shot in the ass over there. You know? That ain't for Cam.
Nigga. Them niggas. Like, you listen to them Chicago rappers, and them niggas be like, I got shooters. These niggas really love to catch bodies. Like, don't fuck with me. I'm like, man, you better listen to that nigga. That nigga ain't playing. That nigga really love to catch bodies.
That's the type of shit that get your stupid ass killed, bitch.
Nigga. Them niggas don't be playing.
I be thinking that. I be like, damn. Like, niggas just really.
Nigga.
He's just out there to get clapped.
Get clapped. Like, that shit is nuts.
I just be thinking, I just be like, damn, like, would a gang violence ever just, like, concede, maybe? But then, I feel like the government just likes that shit. So that's why niggas in Chicago are still just out killing.
Honestly.
Be like, let them niggas kill each other.
Honestly, government could stop that shit. They don't care. They'd be like, man, just let them niggas kill each other. Fuck it.
Niggas just stupid enough to be like, fuck your damn homie, turn that nigga into a pack.
I'd be like, honestly.
I don't know what's more savage. Them niggas letting them do it, or just niggas being like, we smoking your dad, homie.
Nigga, that's exactly what the niggas do. Them niggas kill a nigga, then go get studio time. Talk about like, damn, this your dad, homie. Smoking that nigga, like, damn. Let that nigga rest.
Yeah, don't let them niggas do that. If I ever get shot and killed, don't let them niggas talk to me like that.
Like, damn. That should be fucked up. They'd be like, damn, smoking this cam pack. Like, no.
My soul would have to resurrect and clap that nigga.
This nigga said my soul. This nigga would be like, stink meter.
Coming back from the dead. Like, yeah, I'm not gonna.
That nigga will be like, stink me now.
Like, you eat a dick, nigga.
Nigga.
Oh, just shoot the ball, nigga. There we go. Nigga, if I can give you the ball at the right time, you better hit that assist, nigga. Fuck. Nigga over here playing 2K. I swear, sometimes I hate 2K. I only play this shit just because it's better than Madden.
Honestly, fucking Madden, man.
I just can't wait till they just invent something else instead of Madden.
Honestly. Or
Madden didn't. I mean, the NFL didn't fucking give away their fucking rights to EA and shit. EA always puts out a shitty-ass fucking game, except for Apex. And Need for Speed.
Honestly.
Need for Speed back in the day was my shit.
Bruh. That Need for Speed used to go hard. I remember I first started out the game, I used to smash on niggas in the Escalade, like...
Oh, that Escalade was moving. You had Underground too, didn't you?
Yeah. That shit was crazy. Niggas would be on the highway. Nigga catch that little dip. That motherfucking Escalade start moving.
Underground 2 was raw as hell.
Honestly.
See, Need for Speed went back to that. Then I'll probably start playing that shit again. Oh, you know what they need to come out with? A Midnight Club.
What? And Midnight Club was raw.
They came out with a Midnight Club Dub Edition again. Oh my god,
nigga. Nigga. I remember my cousin had that shit on the fucking GameCube. That shit was so raw.
The GameCube was probably my all-time favorite system.
Honestly. The GameCube was so underrated. Like,
there were so many games to it. Nigga, so many. Like, PlayStation 2 is like next. And then just the 360 probably.
Yeah.
Because the 360, everybody had that bitch. You can do so much on the 360.
Bro, everybody had the 360. Like, nigga, like, what? Ain't nobody had a PlayStation 2 or PlayStation 3. That shit would be rare.
Because like, PlayStation 3 at the time was ass. Like, the PS4 now is pretty damn raw.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but, like, niggas always congregate to, like, one system.
Honestly.
Because every nigga had an Xbox 360, bro. Every nigga did.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, niggas be talking about they hated Xbox. But low-key, that 360 was something.
Honestly. Niggas is on that hoe, bro.
There's just so many games you had on there.
Nigga, so many.
And then you got Xbox Live. Like, nigga, Xbox Live was the shit.
Honestly. Niggas be on there talking crazy.
In that Call of Duty, you start whooping them kids' ass. They were like, fuck you, nigga! Like, you're a piece of shit! like, damn. Didn't mean to upset you, good sir. But I just wanted to let you know that I did fuck your mom. It's like, nigger! Nigger! I fucking hate you and your kind! Be like, damn, kid, it's just a game. Like, shit, your ass. Just hop off and go play for another team. He'd be like, shut the fuck up! Nigger! Wifey used to be so funny. I used to be like, how the fuck are you, like, seven playing Call of Duty?
Honestly. And then if they were good as fuck, they'd be like, nigga, you suck.
Honestly, nigger. I'm like, just because I don't play this shit, or just because I gotta go to school, unlike you.
Honestly. I'll just be like, man, fuck you, nigga.
Oh, shit. That damn 2K.
I remember on GTA, niggas on there, man. I used to get my shit clapped.
Especially by them niggas that are like 100.
Nigga. I remember I went on there, I was getting my shit clapped by this one nigga was just following me. Then I, like, messaged that nigga. I was like, bro, like, leave me alone. I was like, bro, like, leave me a alone. He was like, no, I can tell you're a nigger. I was just like, fuck. I was so mad, bro. I was like, this nigga need to just leave me alone. Like, what the fuck?
I'd be like, nigga, I'm gonna find your address. See your family.
Honestly.
Pay a good mind to them.
Oh, bro, you know what that made me just think of?
What?
That fucking Caleb City fucking video.
Like, oh yeah, is this your house?
He said, like, this is your house, right? I was like, oh my god. He's like, I'm sorry.
Well, cross that nigga up.
He's like, I've been kind of foolish. He was like, we're at your door. He said, nah, don't apologize now. We at your door. I gotta see that shit. That shit is funny.
Bro, have you seen that Long Beach Griffey video?
Nah.
Bro, you gotta try to find it. That nigga really did say some gay shit. I had to, like, I don't know if that nigga just playing around or if that nigga, like, being for real. You know what this nigga David asked me?
What?
I don't even know how to respond to this. This nigga was like, all right, so some female asked me this. He's like, are you afraid of dick? I said, what?
Ooh. What the fuck? I would have to slap that bitch, like, bitch.
I think it was like his sister or something like that.
I would have to kill her. Like, what the fuck?
I just thought, and I was like, nigga, like, what? Like, I don't even think you answered that question as a man, like.
Nigga, like, what? Why would you even try me like that? I should kill you just for that. Nigga.
This nigga Danny Green misses every fucking shot, bro. Every fucking shot, bro. How the fuck are you wide open? You miss every shot. Nigga, I swear, if Jamal Murray hits, bro, oh my gosh. I gotta pause again. See, this is why I don't be playing 2K like this, nigga. I be wide open. I shoot a three. That shit bounced around. I didn't get the quiet bounce. All right, you know, I'm cool with that. You know? I expect that from 2K. But this nigga, Danny Green, I had this nigga in transition three times, wide open, either in the corner, on the wing, somewhere.
Honestly. And he just
misses every time, bro.
That nigga Danny Green. That nigga fell off. I remember that one year with San Antonio, that nigga made like 9 threes in one game or some shit.
I remember that. I was like, this nigga ain't gonna do this again. That's all I could think. I was like, I know this nigga ain't gonna do this again.
That nigga fell off.
What's up, Wilson Chandler? I'm about to cross your bitch ass. Come on, nigga. Ooh. Fuck, that was a pretty good D right there.
Pause, man.
Oh, shit. Ooh, shit, niggas be getting crossed up on here. Nigga, oh my gosh, nigga, I hate 2K.
Nigga, we gotta end this, huh?
Oh, you right. All right, bro. All right, signing out off of Guns and Butter, baby. I wish I had, like, the guns in the background. Be like, maybe I can find that shit.
This nigga said, maybe I can find it. This nigga said, maybe I can find that shit.
I have, like, two guns going off in the background. You know.
Oh, God.
Guns and Butter, baby. You know, talking about the realest, the illest. So, we funny. Come on here, talk about whatever, you feel me?
All right. Hurry up, nigga.
Anything else you want to say?
Fuck no. Fuck bitches, all 2019. Do real nigga shit, do coon shit. Fuck the world, and fuck Donald Trump. That nigga Al is out. Peace.